Verse 17, and the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Rise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he's in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he is gone down to possess it. Thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, In the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. Remember, God has said, Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And whether he's God's man or Satan's man, if they were here today, they'd tell you that this is an immutable law of God that you can't change. Old Jacob found out it was true. Pharaoh of Egypt, who killed the little boys in Israel, thought he got by with it. But one day he went in and his firstborn was dead. David committed an awful sin. He didn't get by with it, friends. The same thing he did came to him. Saul of Tarsus, he was the one that was the leader in the stoning of Stephen. But there came a day over yonder in Asia Minor, Antioch of Pisidia, in that area, why this man was stoned and left for dead because he was dead. God raised him from the dead. May I say that here is the judgment that is pronounced on these two. And we're told in verse 22, we are given here the judgment upon the line of Ahab. God says, And I will make thine house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin. God says, I'm removing your house. Your line will not reign here. Now he's not through. And of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, The dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Now both of these come to pass very definitely.